So it's a great privilege to have with us Michael Steffen, and you are a chairman of the OXO Biodegradable Plastics Association with more than 1,600 members in the OXO Biodegradable Plastics industry worldwide. And you are a former member of the UK Parliament and served on its Environment Select Committee. Peace be upon you and welcome to Voice of Islam. Sure.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
So could you please tell us a bit more about your organization?
Yes, we were formed 10 years ago or so to explain to the world what OXO biodegradable plastic is. So perhaps if you give me a moment, I'll explain to your listeners what it is. We all know that in all our countries, there is a huge problem caused by plastic waste getting out into the open environment, and it gets into the sea. And the only thing wrong with plastic is that it will, if it gets out into the open environment, it will lie or float around for decades. Now, some people say 100 years. So scientists have been working for 30 years to try to solve this problem. And the result of their efforts is a product called OXO biodegradable plastic, which is the same as ordinary plastic, except that the manufacturer puts in an extra catalyst, and that causes the plastic to convert itself from being a plastic into being a biodegradable material if it gets out into the open environment as litter. And then when it's becoming a biodegradable material, it is recycled back into nature by the bacteria and the fungi that live out there. Yes, so people say, well, is this very expensive? And the answer is no. It can be made by ordinary plastic factories. All they have to do is to add 1% of the special catalyst. And so there's no loss of jobs, no need to change supply chains. It couldn't be easier.
Mm-hmm. And obviously this issue of degradable plastic has been around for a long time. What are the alternative methods that have been researched?
Well, there are various types of plastic which have been looked at. One is making plastic from crop food materials such as corn, and they are in commercial production, but they're only really useful for taking your kitchen waste to a municipal recycling plant. They're no good for carrier bags or cutlery or anything else because they're not strong enough and they're much too expensive. And they're not intended to biodegrade if they get into the open environment. And that is the main problem today. It's this waste getting out into the sea. Because plastic, as everybody knows, is an immensely useful material, and it's really the best way to prevent food waste and sickness by protecting our food from contamination. But if it were not for this problem lying around so long if it gets out into the ocean, but we have now solved that problem.
Mm-hmm. And so do you think OXO biodegradable plastics, are they the best alternative?
It depends what you want to do. If you want to, as I say, if you want to take your kitchen waste to a municipal composting plant, then you use the crop-based type, which is marketed as compostable plastic. But if your concern is the plastic waste getting into the open environment, then you need to be using the OXO biodegradable type, because it will degrade and biodegrade anywhere in the open environment, because all it needs is oxygen and bacteria. This has been realized in the Islamic world, in that in Saudi Arabia, in UAE, and in Pakistan, the governments have legislated to make it compulsory to use OXO biodegradable plastic, because they know that they can't collect all the plastic that gets into the open environment. until the happy day comes when there is no such thing as plastic litter, then they're saying everybody must use oxo biodegradable plastic. And that applies not only to the plastic goods made in their countries, but also to plastic goods imported into their countries from elsewhere.
And Michael, just adding on to the answer you've given to that question, then why do we not see that in countries such as United Kingdom or Europe as well? Why do we not use biodegradable plastic here as well, as often as you would find in such as the Muslim countries you mentioned?
Yes, well, that's rather strange because those Muslim countries are leading the world, and we ought to be following their example. But unfortunately, in countries like the UK and the United States, there seems to be rather too much debate and talking and arguing. And very little is being done about it, because while they're arguing about whether oxo biodegradable is good or not, thousands of tons of plastic waste are getting into the environment every day. 600,000 tons apparently every year get into the Mediterranean Sea. So these countries in Europe and US have got to stop arguing and actually take action and do what the Saudi Arabians and UAE have done, and make it compulsory to use oxo plastic.
And why is there a controversy with regards to the use of oxo biodegradable plastics?
Well, some people say, well, we don't know how long it will take to biodegrade. The answer to that is you don't need to know how long it will take to biodegrade. All you need to know is that it will do so very much more quickly than conventional plastic. So the question we should be asking ourselves is not, is oxo biodegradable plastic good for the environment, but is oxo biodegradable plastic better for the environment than ordinary plastic? And the answer is clearly yes. So we should be stopping the use of ordinary plastic to make packaging and plastic bags and all the everyday items. And we should be doing what they're doing now in those Muslim countries, and using oxo technology.
And is the use of cactus juice or other plants a good field of research?
Well, it's interesting, and I've asked one of our scientists to contact the researchers, but it's not commercial as yet. It probably never will be, because cactuses grow very, very slowly, and it'd be a very expensive process. And we're not sure that they would be biodegradable in the open environment. And that's really what we're after, solving this problem of plastic waste floating by in the ocean. The technology is here already. All we need to do is use it.
Michael, Stefan, thank you so much. It's been a great privilege having you on Voice of Islam. You've certainly convinced me in using oxo biodegradable plastic. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.